He might be John, or if...
He's your father's brother.
Yes, Uncle John, or maybe Uncle Jack.
Uh-huh.
Usually, though, they wouldn't refer to an uncle by such an informal name as Jack.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what they used to call a barrel maker?
A boiler maker?
Barrel. Barrel.
Spell that.
B-A-R-R-E-L.
Oh, a cooper.
Okay. And what would you call a married woman who had that last name?
A married woman what?
With that last name. She'd be...
Well, she'd be Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Brown, whatever.
Or the last name, Cooper, she'd be...
Whatever the family name of her husband was, she would be Mrs. that, whatever.
If her family name was Cooper.
Incidentally, we always call that Cooper down here, which isn't correct.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call her? She'd be...
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, isn't very good at preaching, what would you call him?
A poor preacher.
Did you ever hear the expression of shade tree or jackleg preacher?
No.
Mm-hmm. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt. A strange thing has developed among the colored folks.
Mm-hmm.
They refer to an aunt as auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Where they got that, I cannot imagine. Years ago when I was a small boy, she was auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's auntie. I can't make it out.
Well, say if your mother's introducing you to her brother and sister, she'd say, this is...
Uncle Jim and Aunt Mary.
Or this is your uncle and this is...
Your aunt.
Okay. And say, the highest rank in the army is...
Some kind of general. I don't know which one.
Well, what about someone beneath the general?
Colonels, majors.
Okay.
Lieutenant colonels. I believe general of the army is the highest ranking general.
Uh-huh. Were you ever in the army?
No, I've never been in the army. I was above age for the First World War by a few months.
Uh-huh.
My mother was getting old and my brother was an invalid and they needed me more than my country did. So I didn't volunteer.
Mm-hmm. What do they call a man in charge of a ship?
Master or captain.
Okay. Who would say master?
What?
Who would say master?
Well, the colored folks of old used to say master. But we call them masters, usually captains.
To people in charge of a ship or people that they work for or what?
People in charge of a ship. Well,
you mean the steamboats, I guess.
Steamboats.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any ships here.
What did colored people used to call the people that they worked for?
Way, way back yonder, a century ago or more, massa, M-A-S-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes boss.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day, boss is frequently used. He's my boss.
Uh-huh.
My boss says this and so forth.
Do they use that word captain still?
When I was a boy, there were more captains whom I thought were not entitled to the title, and I don't know how they got it. Some of them were retired steamboat captains.
Uh-huh.
Some were captains in the Civil War. Some were captains in the National Guard. But I think it was a sort of title of respect in a good many cases.
What would the colored people say? Do you ever hear them called?
Captain or Cap.
Mm-hmm.